Alana Hadley's running resume begins at the age of 3. That's when she says she completed her first 1 mile run. By the time she was 6, Alana finished her first 5K. And these days?
There will be 2 times a week I'll do a 10 mile easy and then a 5 mile in the afternoon. And then there will be 2 times I'll do 8 miles in the morning and 5 miles in the afternoon. And then, of course, the other days are my hard workouts.
Those hard workouts are 18 to 24 miles. Again, this is every week. This is one of her easy workouts, one of those 5 mile afternoon runs through South Charlotte. And yes, she makes it look easy. She talks about an upcoming One Direction concert. She and her friends made t-shirts for it. Her friends are picking them up today. She checks her iPhone after finishing the run.
Well, my friend Sophia just sent me a picture of how the shirts we got airbrushed turned out for the One Direction concert. It's great. I'm so excited.
But back to running. Alana is one of the top distance runners in the country. Last year, she set a national record for her age group. She ran the half marathon in 1 hour, 16 minutes, and 41 seconds. In May, she completed her first marathon. She was one of 6 women to break 3 hours. Her pace was 6:48 per mile. There have been stories about Alana in running magazines, the Charlotte Observer, even the New York Times. And with that attention comes scrutiny of her intense training schedule. It's too much too soon, the critics say. A recent story in Runner's World magazine points out that most top runners don't train at her pace until they're a decade older.
It's like, what do you say to me? It's like, I'm not going to take it to heart if you say negative things to me.
I don't know of another athlete.
Mark Hadley is Alana's father and coach.
Who's gone 10 years in their sport, training and getting to a very high level, and has never been injured, and never had any type of serious injury that caused them to really miss any major time.
There have been minor injuries caused by some running hazards, like potholes, but the Hadleys say Alana's never had an injury related to her training. The concerns are understandable, says Charlotte Running Club president Bill Shires. He admits he would also be skeptical if he didn't know the Hadleys.
I'm not a medical expert, but you know, I've always seen what Mark has done with her, which is they progress slowly. It wasn't like she started out running 100 miles a week. I mean, I think, you know, I'm not sure how she was running when she was 8 or 9 years old, but, you know, they started like 40s, 50s, 60s, so they built up over the years.
Alana is 5'5 and 110 pounds. That's a healthy weight for her height, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Of course, she burns a lot of calories with her training schedule. So to maintain that weight, Alana has to eat a lot. Her parents say Alana eats about 5,000 calories a day. Jennifer Hadley is Alana's mother.
We try to get a pretty good balance. Mark and I both are conscious to making sure that she gets the proper nutrition she needs because of what she does. It's important. So, but yes, making sure she gets enough calories when she's putting 110 miles in a week is.
Alana has received interest from college cross country programs, but a scholarship, at least as a runner, is not in her future. This year, she accepted prize money for the first time, $450 for placing 3rd in a half marathon. She won another $500 for placing 2nd at the USA Track and Field Championships 5K in Winston-Salem. The money makes her ineligible to compete in college, but she knew that beforehand.
I felt that I was fine with not running for college. That's something that I feel wouldn't necessarily help me get to where I want to go.
The Olympics, for one. She hopes to make the 2016 Olympics in Rio. But no matter what, Alana knows what she wants to do for a living.
Because I love running so much, I'd love that to be my profession.
For WFAE News, I'm Alexia Girodi in Charlotte.